Hey guys, I'm Stephanie Beatriz.
I'm Courtney Kosak.
And we are best friends.
And this is Reality Bites,
a podcast about sex, love, relationships, and dating in the digital age. Hey! Nobody actually picks up their phone anymore, which is what Courtney just did. We were talking about that the other day. No one picks up their damn phone. You call people and, like, maybe leave a message. Literally, the guy I'm dating, his old message, which I made fun of him so hard for, was like, hi, you get a faster response if you hang up right now and leave me a text message. And I was like, what is this bullshit?
I love that. That's so
real. No!
Just text me, you fool. What are you doing?
Also, like, calling is important. I don't know. It's important to call people sometimes.
Necessary evil, maybe.
Whatever. Voices are important. Human voices are important. You're listening to ours right now.
I like face-to-face, though. This is face-to-face.
Yeah, face-to-face is great.
Or iTunes. We also like iTunes listening.
Okay. Do you want to spill some tea?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Cheers.
Cheers. What's in your glass today?
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Mm. As per usual. As per usual, something gnarly.
What's in yours?
Mm. Clover green juice. What do you think? I'm obsessed with it. This is also not an ad. They do not sponsor me in any way. I'm just, like, really obsessed with their juice.
She is obsessed.
Yeah. It's also, like, right by my house, so.
And, like, maybe you know a key player.
Yeah, I know some key players over there. Today I met their new, like, director of operations or something. She was so cute. And we, like, chatted all about The Bachelor. We talked about The Bachelor. Which, like, immediate best friendship that we had over The Bachelor, which I'm
not jealous.
Absolutely obsessed with. Obsessed with the show. Obsessed with it. I don't know. If you're not watching it, I don't know where you've been.
So Steph is the leader of our
Fantasy Bachelor League.
It's pretty fun. I never thought I would say that.
It's really fun. You score all these horrible points, like, based on what the girls are doing. So, like, 7 points for a makeout. I think it's like four points if you say, like, for the right reasons.
Or I can see myself falling in love with you. That's, like, 10 points.
It's, like, it's amazing. And then you lose points for certain things. Like, if you go on a one-on-one, you lose 10 points because it's probable that it may, like, there's, like, danger there if you're on a one-on-one. It's great.
You get points if you're too drunk. Basically,
points if you're obviously drunk, like, visibly drunk. Corinne is just killing it. Corinne. So, for those of you that are not watching The Bachelor, the guy that's on The Bachelor now, his name is Nick. He's been on The Bachelorette twice before, and he made it to the end both times. And both times he thought that this girl was, like, I'm just laughing at him. I'm so sorry. Sorry, Nick. He thought that was, like, the girl for him. So, he, like, met her parents and, like,
Nick
asked for her hand
seem,
in
like,
marriage.
Nick doesn't seem, like, super in tune with his emotions, though. Nick's like...
Nick likes booty, that's for sure. Like, Nick is all about that booty. Like, sometimes he's, like, grabbing girls' asses, like, right after he's kissed them. I mean, it's amazing how much booty he is grabbing.
I read this thing. I just think... Okay, here's the thing about The Bachelor is I think it's, like... Tinder. You're dating a shit ton of people.
Oh, it's not a real... It's not in any way, shape, or form can these relationships succeed. I'm so shocked that some of them succeed. Because, like... So much of it, especially now that it's become this, like, cultural phenomenon that we are all watching, that we have fantasy leagues about. Like, it's a game. It's a game now.
It's a game, and I just read that... who are the last two?
What do you mean? Lauren and Ben.
So Ben and Lauren called off their engagement.
No, they called off their wedding. They're still engaged. They're still engaged.
They called off their wedding.
I think that's right.
No, I think it is right. But it seems like kind of they're just, like... together, quote unquote, for the show.
I don't know. I mean, they did get another show. Like, that's the other thing is, like, these
it's
girls
a career
are
opportunity.
These, I mean, it is. Think about Nick. He's been on The Bachelorette twice. Then he was on Bachelor in Paradise.
If he settles down, what's his future?
Because he was so good on Bachelor in Paradise, they made him The Bachelor. Like, what is his future? Like, and also, what is it in your brain? I was talking about this with you last time we watched it. What is it in your brain that you will put yourself in a situation in which you're so devoid of love that you need it coming at you from, like, 25 women all at once?
No, it feels like the last guy that I did. And then he's, if you're dating 25 people, how the fuck are you supposed to know how you feel about any...
I don't know.
One person.
I don't know. Maybe you just need all that. Maybe you just need that many people to love
you. I know.
You know? And also the flip side of it, like, what's going on in your mind that you're, like, chill with, like, being in a situation with that many other people competing for the same person?
Or you know? Right. Or you, like, yes, you feel that you're not worthy of just sole attention.
Right. Which is, like, really? I mean, I'm not, no tea, no shade on those girls at all.
No.
Because some of them are lovely people, but it's like, I watched the show and I'm like...
Or different dating styles in general.
One of the girls that got kicked off this last round, who? I was like, Sarah. She, the little one with like this super cute lips. Erica likes her hair.
I'm not in love with her.
I loved her. I thought she was so cute, but...
Was she on your team though?
She was not on my team because I knew she wasn't going to rack up no points.
Okay.
She left and was like crying at the end. She was like... I just want to fall in love. It's the only thing in my life that I don't have, and I don't know how to get it. And I was like, oh, my God, that's how everyone feels. That's literally how everyone feels if they are not in a relationship and they want to be in one. I don't have love, and I don't know how to get it. Which is like, of course you're going to try everything. Like, I guess I'll go. Like, what do I have to lose by going on this show? And, like, they take care of you. You get to travel around the country. You might meet some new friends. And you might find the love of your life. Like,
maybe. But maybe you're going to be like Vanessa. And you're going to go on that date and have this amazing date. And then you're going to see him in the bouncy castle.
Yeah.
With some girl on top of him.
That was some bullshit. So for those of you who don't watch the show. Vanessa's great. She's fabulous.
So classy.
She looks like Andy McDowell. She's
every
like probably too good for Nick.
She's way too good for Nick. And every time she comes on the screen, Steph's like, she looks like a movie star.
She looks like a fucking movie star. Like, I have skin struggles. And I watch some of these girls and I'm like, oh, damn, girl, your skin is so fly. Vanessa looks like a movie star. Anyway, she went on that great date with Nick. They look like super romantic and like he cried.
She elevates him.
I would just say also, like, always be wary of a dude that cries too soon, I think.
Yeah.
Because any time that it's happened to me, or, like, this is what my sister said. She was like, ask him why he's crying. Why is he crying? Because he was crying about his own shit. He wasn't crying because he was, like, so wrapped up and in love with her. What?
Cried.
Well, it's fine. I mean,
it's
like,
fine.
Did you ask him why he was crying?
He was crying about me.
Yeah. But then Vanessa did assume that Nick was crying about her. I'm just saying. Like, that time that I was with and he cried. You can bleep this out later. But,
yeah.
Like, that time that I was with and he cried, like, as I was, like, leaving or whatever. I was like, oh, my God, he, like, really cares about me. That was all his bullshit. He was crying about his bullshit. He wasn't crying about me. I should have opened my mouth and asked, you know?
Yeah.
Open your mouths. Open your mouths, guys.
Which is... leads us exactly into what we were going... Yes, communication.
Communication.
So we're, like, approaching 6 months, ish, on these relationships.
Oh, yeah. You've been dating your dude for 6 months, and I've been dating mine for about 6 months, too.
Yeah. And I can speak to my own experience that it's so interesting. I was talking about this with Steve, too.
Are you, like, self-soothing right now? You're, like, rubbing your arm like a cat.
Yeah, I'm okay. so, things are... we didn't fight at all for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then now there have been, like, a couple hiccupy things. Not in a bad way, but
tiffs.
Just...
Tiffs. You've had some tiffs.
We've had some tiffs. And... which is not a bad thing. It's just, like, stuff, but it's stuff to communicate about. Mm-hmm. And it's just really interesting to kind of, like, I don't know.
No, it
everyone's
sucks.
It sucks, but everyone's got their, like, patterns that they seem
also,
to
like,
perpetuate
in
every relationship,
we're
though.
We're literally still in the beginning. Like, we're, like, honeymoon phase is, like, now starting to shift into, like, no, we really like each other. We're really going to be together. And, like, everyone's like, well, what are your boundaries? Like,
yeah.
Can I push this far? What about this far? Oh, no, I can't push that far because you just fucking snapped at me. Or like, what would be healthier is, like, can I push this far and have the other person be like, actually, that's not okay. Please don't push that far. You can't do that. And then to be like, oh, okay. All right, so this is where I can go. Okay, that seems great. And if they then continue to pass over that line, then you're like, all right, this is not working, you know?
And I'm trying to communicate better than I have in any previous
you said
relationships.
You were like, no more games. I'm not playing any games.
No more
like,
games.
What?
Yeah.
It's a new world.
No, I wasn't like major game player, but just
you had some like power struggle things.
I've definitely had power struggle things in relationships.
You like to be in the position of power, and when you weren't in it, you didn't like that.
Yeah, or I would overcorrect and go the other way to where I was like, I give up all the power. Now walk all over me,
right,
please.
Right, right. Please, please do it with your spiked boots, your steel toe boots.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, we took a trip. We just got back from a trip to Palm Springs. We went to Palm Springs. We stayed at the, what is it called? The Atomic Ranch house. It was friggin' dope.
It was dope.
Look it up. It's amazing. If you're going to Coachella this year, it would be a great place to stay. But
I love Palm Springs.
It's beautiful. We went with our significant dudes, and like, I think both of us had, I know me and my dude got into it at one point because I was like, he kept like telling me, in my mind, it was like he was telling me what to do. He was like, don't fall in the pool.
Did he say that literally?
He was like, don't fall in the pool. He literally like, put his arm around me and was like trying to be, because it was like a small
There
pathway.
Was just a little path.
Yeah. And then there were, like, a couple other things that I was, like, they irked me. I didn't know why. Oh, and one particular thing that happened on the way up. So my tires needed air, and I hadn't put the tires. I was not being a safe driver. And, like, the alert had been on for, like, a month, and I kept meaning to do it and kept meaning to do it. And then when we were leaving, I was, like, we got to get gas, and I got to fill up my tires. And he was, like, oh, okay, let's get out of town before we do that. And in my head, I was, like, no, I want to do it before I leave. But I was, like, I'm going to try to be, you know, I'm trying to be, like, cool and, like, not let this bother me. And yeah. I was like, okay. And then we get out of town and we're driving and then we stop for gas. And I get gas and the air pump is broken. So I was like, fuck. So we go across the street to the second gas station. Also broken. The air pump is also broken. And now I'm pissed. Now I'm fucking pissed because...
You wanted to get gas early.
I didn't say it. And so instead of saying that or, like, dealing with that in the reality of the situation was that I let him be controlling in that instance because I didn't say what I needed or wanted, which is I would feel more comfortable if we stopped for gas now and fill up my tires now.
Right.
But I didn't do that. So instead what I did was... I'm just really mad at myself because I should have just stopped for gas when I wanted to. I should have stopped for gas when I wanted to. And later he was like, I was like, well, I was just trying to like, you know, put the blame on myself where it belonged. And he was like, no, what you were actually doing was like throwing in my face that I was wrong and that you shouldn't have listened to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that is what I was doing. But I didn't realize that I was doing that. I thought I was being, like, very cool and politic about it. But, like, I was being shitty. I was kind of being shitty, you know? So we talked about that stuff. I was like, I think it's really sweet that, like, you care about me and that you want me to be careful and safe. But I also talked to Donna about this.
Uh-huh.
Our therapist is named Donna. We have the same therapist. Courtney and I share a therapist. We don't go to her at the same time. Anyway, I talked to Dr. Donna about this, and she was like, why was he so afraid you were going to fall in the pool? Were you drinking? Were you high? I was like, no, I wasn't. I was stone cold sober with my book in the morning.
Yeah.
She was like, well, is he afraid he's going to fall in the pool? And I started laughing because he describes himself as clumsy all the time. And then I told him that, and he cracked up. He was like, yeah, I think I am. Anyway, it was interesting, though.
Like, it was, but then... It's also like two steps forward and one step back sometimes because I didn't even know about their first little tiff. And on the second night, we got into a little tiff. And right before we got into a little tiff, you guys...
We were poking fun at each other. We were making fun of each other.
Right. And he was like ribbing... There was some ribbing happening.
Do you remember what he even said? I don't even remember what it was. And I was like, ow.
Yeah. Do you
what
want
you
me to say?
Sure, yeah. I wish I could remember, that's why.
So, when you were not dating exclusively...
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to continue?
Yeah, go ahead. I don't remember what part of the story.
He works in association with a restaurant, and she took someone else to the restaurant.
They took two other people to the same restaurant.
Like the day before they had a date there.
What an asshole. What a fucking asshole.
So he was just teasing. We were just teasing her about that, just gently.
Because it was an asshole move.
But she felt like an asshole because it was a little bit of an asshole move. But no one else, like, no one else cared or whatever. Right. But you were then like, oh, like, you're teasing.
I was like, I feel like my inner child wants to burst into tears right now because I feel really hurt. But I also know that you really love me and you would never try to hurt me. And he was like, yeah, I do. I really love you.
Which is really sweet. And that's how you should figure it out.
Try to communicate. Yeah.
And then we did not that. And then we left early as fuck the next day with a therapy appointment. So on that note,
listen, that's baby steps, yo. It's fucking baby steps. But I truly can't believe that I can have that kind of conversation with a partner, because I grew up in a household where it was just like screaming and yelling was the norm. And my last relationship, it became the norm. We would just like fight 3-hour long fights all the time. Like,
yeah.
Baby steps.
And I think the reason we got into that argument was something that he saw happen a lot when he was growing up. And not to excuse it, it's definitely not okay. But I just mean, like, yes, we play out things from our childhood,
like,
all the time.
That song lyric from, like, I think it's from South Pacific, where they're talking about racism, and it's like, you have to be carefully taught.
Yeah.
It's like that with every pattern in your relationships is, like, based off of stuff that you watched and learned from. Like, how else did you figure out how to be a human with other humans? You watched other humans do it. So, like, you're repeating stuff that you saw around you, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, like, those of us that are, like, trying to get better all the time, like, I think most of humanity is trying to get better at it all the time. But, like, you know.
And you're not always, that's why Donna talks about the inner child, is because you do things, like, this fast.
Yeah,
you react.
She literally was like, well, how did you feel when he said that? And I was like, I felt like, I don't know, unsafe or something. And she was like, go back to when's the first time you felt that? And I was like, whoa, when I was 6. Fucking crazy.
And
it's super crazy.
It's so ingrained at this point that it's like instinctual. So you have to be like, okay, stop.
Yeah.
What's happening here?
Right.
Why?
Right.
Fix.
That's why therapy is really good. We encourage you to try to seek out a therapist in your area.
And if you need one, watch the Dr. Donna episode. Maybe Skype with her. Who knows?
Yeah. Donna's great resource.
She's
awesome.
I have
a couple friends that are like, can I get her number?
Yeah.
She's great. Okay. So we're going to be right back. We have Grace Helbig today.
We're very excited.
She's really great. If you don't know who she is, you should. She's an author. She's a comedian.
YouTuber.
She's a YouTuber. She's really funny on YouTube. I most enjoy her makeup videos on YouTube because she just talks like a bunch of shit, but also is like, this product's great.
Yeah.
But like they're a joke kind of. I don't know. I love
them. She just has like a cute, spunky
She's awesome.
Vibe.
She's really smart.
So you're going to get to meet her.
Yes.
If you don't already know.
Okay.
Bye.
See you in a minute.
Hi guys. We're so glad you guys listen to Reality Bites. However, in order to support our show, we'll need the help from some great advertisers.
And in order to find great advertisers, we need to learn a little bit more about you.
So please go to podsurvey.com/reality-bites, bites with a Y, and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you a little better.
That way we can show advertisers just how great our listeners are.
Even if you've taken a podcast listener survey before, this one's really specific to our show, so we really need you to take it too.
Plus, once you've completed the survey, you can enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card.
So again, that's podsurvey.com/reality-bites.
With a Y. Always with a Y.
Thanks for your help.
Bye.
Guys, we're super pumped because today, sitting on our lovely gray couch with no bed bugs, we'll get back to that in a minute, it's Grace Helbig.
Yay!
Grace is awesome. If you don't know who she is, then you've probably been living under a rock. She has a YouTube channel. She has a podcast. You're also an actress and comedian.
Yeah.
And author.
Yeah. What's your book called again?
I have two books. One's called Grace and Style, The Art of Pretending You Have It, and one's called Grace's Guide, The Art of Pretending to Be a Grown-Up. Yeah, so they're like...
Those both sound great.
Yeah, they're like tongue-in-cheek self-help guides because...
You mastered adulthood.
Are kind of garbage, mostly. Yeah, but also, like, no one knows exactly what they're doing ever, I feel like. So it's kind of freeing to say that and then to make up a bunch of bullshit that you write down.
Yeah.
And, like, let people know this is not the only way to do anything, but this is a way to maybe do something.
I like that with that thing that you said one time. You were like, famous people just not, everyone's failing. Famous people are just, like, better at hiding it or something like that. Everyone's a mess.
Yeah, I mean, people that I feel like get successful are just better at pretending.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing versus others.
Yeah.
Like,
welcome to Hollywood.
Yeah, exactly. Because no one knows. And that's, like, when people are the coolest, when you get to see the little sliver of them not knowing what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's fun.
Okay.
That's
cool.
For real.
Yeah.
So we have Steph's favorite game ever.
The fucking fishbowl. I fucking hate it so much.
Ugh. Here, you can touch it. You can.
I don't want to touch it. Okay, so I pull a question out.
So pull a question out.
Okay. So the fishbowl, for those of you that are, like, listening to this on the pod, is literally a fishbowl with a bunch of questions
in it. It's a get-to-know-you game.
Grace is going to answer one right now that she just pulled out.
Okay, this one says, have you ever ghosted on someone? Have you ever been ghosted? I just learned what ghosting was a few months ago.
I did too.
Yeah.
I didn't know either.
I didn't know it had, like, a term for it, but it makes sense. I don't know that I've ever, like, specifically ghosted anyone. I'm really bad at... Yeah, I'm bad at responding to text messages across the board.
Oh, I don't know what that's like. I just looked at Courtney.
And have I ever been ghosted? Yes, I've been ghosted.
What happened?
I said Merry Christmas to a guy I had a crush on, and I got nothing in return, so...
What?
Yeah, 2017, the year of no communication with that person.
Wait, had you been, like, friendly with him before?
Yeah, we
have
been talking.
Merry Christmas, and he was like, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, I assume. I mean, I could be optimistic and be like, oh, maybe he lost his phone. Maybe, you know, he went missing or something, but...
Maybe he's dead, but yeah, he's probably not.
Probably not at all. He probably just actually doesn't care to talk back to me, which is fine. Good to know.
Yeah. It is good to know.
Have you ever ghosted anyone specifically?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. But not...
We termed it Casper, which is the friendly ghost. That's
I actually think it's not always mean because... No, because sometimes you don't need... Especially when you're like Tinder... I was Tindering earlier in 2006 and... No, my God.
16.
I was like, did you have a beta version of Tinder?
Do you know she was in the testing app?
16. And I just feel Tinder is bad for your social skills in general. But you don't always need to be like, hey, these are the three reasons I don't want to date you.
Yeah,
you can kind of just let it die off.
It's that, like, if you don't have anything nice to say, maybe don't say anything at all.
Exactly.
So, like, actually don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
Not even, like,
I've only,
bye.
Like, I don't think this is ghosting, but I've not responded to people because, like...
That's ghosting.
Is it?
I think that's the definition of ghosting.
Yeah, it is. It's true.
I thought ghosting was, like, we had a relationship.
And we were dating, blossoming, and we were doing something,
and then I just, like, stopped responding. That's ghosting.
That's ghosting.
What I'm talking about is that guy, the one guy that, like, was screwing around with me and then, like, had a girlfriend. Do you remember this?
Whoa.
Give me
I'm
another
not gonna,
piece of
I can't
information.
Give you the name just because we haven't tiny... said. We'll just bleep it out.
Oh.
Yeah. After Banjo died, he was like, I'm so sorry to hear about Banjo. He, like, wrote me this, like, long thing. And I was like, I'm not going to re-up this conversation, especially because you're reaching out because my dog died and I'm sad about it.
Yeah.
So, like, that, I didn't respond. But that's not ghosting. Right?
That's
just like, I'm going to ignore you because you're a
piece of
shit.
Smart.
Yeah.
That's just smart.
I'm a genius. Genius.
Let's do one more fishbowl.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
I'm starting to see the appeal. I mean,
come on, it's fun.
Yeah.
Stick your hand in there.
Stick your hand in there, wiggle it around.
Have a meeting the parents horror story.
Kind of. It's just, like, embarrassing. It wasn't that bad. My college boyfriend, we dated for a few years, but when we first started dating, I'm from New Jersey originally, and we were on, like, Christmas break or something, and so I decided, he lived in northern New Jersey and I lived in southern New Jersey, that I was going to drive up to his house and, like, meet his parents, you know, after the holidays, and then we would go back to school to celebrate New Year's together.
Did they know you were coming?
They knew I was coming, and so they were all excited. And I remember it was, like, a three-hour drive or something, and I was driving, and I was, like, kind of sick, and, like, that sick where, like, my nose was really, really dry, and like felt really, really cracked at like the end or of being sick or whatever. And so I'm like singing and I stop at a rest stop and like I get food and I'm eating it, whatever. Oh, no. But I'm like still like I'm blowing my nose all the whole time too. And so I get there to his house. I meet his parents. They're super, super sweet. Everything's like going well. Like everything's fine. And then we go downstairs to the basement. Like now we can just hang out by ourselves. Like they're going to kind of watch a movie or whatever. And I'm like, oh, can I go? I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. And I go to the bathroom and I look at myself in the mirror and I just had like, apparently my nose was bleeding in the car and I didn't know it. And I had like a blood stain on my shirt from like blowing my nose. And I just looked at it and I was like, what?
Why didn't anyone say anything to you?
I had a dry nose and a blood stain on my shirt. It looked like I had been doing like cocaine the whole time.
Yes.
And I asked him and he was like, I didn't notice. I was like, are you kidding me?
Are you blind?
This red mark right here on, like, a all-green shirt.
How sweet of his parents not to have said anything.
Yeah, they never said anything, so who knows what they actually thought.
Oh,
but
man, I would say something, though.
Well, we were just in Palm Springs, and whenever I would go to the bathroom, I would be like, why is nobody telling me I've
got
this?
I told you! I was like, you have snot on your nose. I fucking told you. I was like, you snot. You were probably a little drunk, but I said you had some snot on your nose.
But that's a good friend to tell you.
Yeah, that's the kind of friends that I want. That are like, you have fucking blood coming out of
your face. Yeah, like immediately. Like,
take care of yourself. You look a mess.
Exactly.
That's a real friend.
Can we just keep doing this?
Why we're going to do like another version of it in a little while.
Let's do a couple more.
Okay.
It's fun.
You guys pick this one.
It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like this. Okay.
Oh my god.
Weirdest place you've ever had sex. I'll answer first. I went through a weird thing in my early in like college where I thought it was like cool to have sex in weird places.
Oh god, but everybody went through that
phase. Wasn't that weird?
No.
It was just like, but I'd be like, oh, I have to go to the airport? I'm going to have sex in the bathroom. It's like, why? Gross.
So gross.
The grossest place.
That's did you really have sex place. In the airport bathroom?
Yeah, a couple times.
How did it work?
Did it get, like, with the person that dropped you off? Did you get your boyfriend to drop you off?
I picked him up. And then I was like.
You picked him up in the airport and you were like, let's bone in this bathroom.
I wasn't in the airplane. It was in the airport bathroom.
Was anyone else in the bathroom?
Maybe like someone cleaning.
That's so not hot. Nothing hot about it.
I know.
It's like rushed.
I know.
In like an awkward place.
Like behind Best
There's
Buy.
Nothing romantic.
It's like not cool. It's what
you
about
just
you?
Like check that off the bucket list.
Yeah. Did that.
I'm
gonna
so
brag
cool
about that.
So I'm adult cool. Kids don't
do that.
Don't have sex. And if you do have sex,
not there.
Don't do it in an airport bathroom.
Pick somewhere cleaner.
Also use protection.
Oh, got one other good one. What was that movie?
I immediately thought of that scene in Fear where Reese Witherspoon and what's his name? Marky Mark are on the roller coaster. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
I love that scene. That's my favorite sex scene in any movie.
That's a good one.
If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, watch it on YouTube and look at it because it is sexy as fuck.
In the same vein, I gave my boyfriend a blowjob.
On a roller coaster?
No, in a movie theater.
In a movie theater?
But my first grade teacher was sitting behind me.
What?
It was my first.
Did you know that she was there?
Not until I went to the bathroom later.
Did she see you? Do you think she saw you?
I don't. It wasn't like.
I would be so mortified.
Like, I wasn't old enough to be subtle.
Right. In a movie. Yeah, you would see someone get up and then, like, their head just disappear.
Yeah.
Did you like her?
I liked her more than I liked him, to be honest.
Oh, my God.
Okay, you share or you pick something.
That's horrifying.
I'm really sorry.
I'm just thinking about my favorite. My favorite teacher was my second grade teacher.
Wait, do you have a weird spot?
A weird spot that I've
that
ever
you had sex. Do you have a weird spot on your body?
I don't know. Toes are weird.
Specifically your sexual organs. No.
This sounds so, like, dumb and, like, whatever. The same college boyfriend, he was a year below me, and so when I graduated, we backpacked through Europe for, like, a month, which was really cool, and we went to the Italian Alps, and we, like, walked all the way up to the top, and we had sex on the top of the Italian Alps.
That's rad.
Yeah, it was rad, and like in hindsight, like super dangerous,
really
like
dangerous.
Incredibly dangerous.
But very beautiful memory.
Yeah, it seemed cool at the time. It seemed like we were doing something interesting and quirky. Hmm. Yeah.
Where is that boyfriend now?
He's engaged.
And he's still friendly? Cool.
Yeah, we talked over the holidays,
That's nice.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Grace's ex-boyfriend who's now engaged.
Yeah, good job.
Good for you, buddy.
Steph's not upset about it.
She's taking personal offense to everyone that's engaged. It's not you.
No, not at all.
Probably he did that to Steph.
I know. I was literally thinking, like, I don't know why you passed up on this, but whatever.
C'est la vie.
Who says that she didn't pass up on that?
Yeah, it was kind of that scenario.
That's probably what happened.
Well, it was a mutual thing.
Right.
We're better off, maybe.
Probably.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Considering he's getting married to someone else, we would all hope that. Hoping. Have you ever fantasized about your boss? One time I had a sex dream about Andy. It was really weird.
OMG. Yeah.
It was weird.
You heard it here first.
Unintentional?
Unintentionally. Like, I just, like, woke up and was like, that was fucking weird.
Whoa.
It was weird. It was like, and in the dream, it was like... It's like, it was not sexy at all. It was like, we were like plotting it out like we would a scene or something. It was like,
planning,
and then you go like there,
you
and
hit
then
your
I'll
mark.
Put my arm here. Yeah, it was weird. It was like a sex scene in a movie. Yeah.
That's so funny. Did you tell him?
No, fuck no, I didn't. Now he'll know.
Now he'll know.
What about you?
No. I don't think I've ever had a sex dream about a boss. Have you?
No, I before I ever had sex, he wasn't my boss.
He's just a guy that you like.
Yeah, I've had sex dreams.
Really? No, about people that you know?
I don't think this is common, but have you guys had like wet dreams?
No.
Where you wake like, up and like, and you're like, and you're like, you come in your dream. Yeah, I had one once. Yeah,
oh, I haven't.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. It's more rare for
it's
girls.
Very rare. Yeah,
but
you feel like what's happening? Like they must feel like what this feels. I feel out of control of my body.
I feel violated by myself right now.
Yes.
As an adult, I have those if I haven't had sex for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Usually,
oh, really?
Sometimes if I have, but usually if it's been a while. And I also had one before I ever had sex.
Before you ever had sex?
Yeah. And the dream was about having sex with this guy on my dad's. My dad was a basketball coach on his basketball team.
Wait, was he an adult on the basketball team?
He was just older than me.
He was an adult and you were like a kid, right? It was a dream.
He
it's
was
fine.
Like a 19-year-old adult. Like,
got it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sharing too much today.
It's great.
It's good.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, we can do one more and then we'll...
Sure.
Okay.
Go to break.
Here we go.
Let's see. Does role playing turn you on?
I just went,
mm-hmm. Sometimes I've been in relationships where it turns the other person on a lot. And like that, it's fun to see someone else be turned on. But for me, it's not my go-to necessarily.
Yeah, mine neither.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would buy that. I mean, like I just looked at you like, I'll buy that from you. No, I mean.
What do you think of me?
I buy that in that, like, yeah, I don't think it's like
you have boring sex.
It's
totally.
No, you don't. No, there's stuff going on. Yeah, it was weird. I think I have done it before, and like I think sometimes you can get into like a pattern with it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're now either, this is what we do.
Right. Or you're either really in it, but it's really easy to laugh at how stupid it is.
Yeah.
Which is like the part, like when I first, this guy that I was dating, like was really into it, I was like laughing hysterically every single time that I was like, this is probably not good for you because this is the dumbest thing.
It's breaking character.
Yeah.
So stupid.
But I do have friends that, like, I have one really good friend who she is into it and she likes to date people that are into it too. But I think the problematic thing with that is that, like, if you're too good at it, like, meaning, like, if you can't sort of communicate within the role play about what your needs and desires are,
right.
If you, like, move in directions that you don't want it to go.
Yeah.
So, like, from some of her stories, I'm like, damn, that sounds awful. Like, that sounds really bad.
It's like, it fit the narrative, but, like, as a human, that seems wrong that
really
happened.
I kind of avoid it.
It can be, like, I mean, it's awesome if both people are truly into it, but, I mean, not to blow up your spot, but haven't you had the experience where
it's a means of escaping your current dynamic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That a distraction from, like, the fact that there's no, without it, there's nothing really going
on. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Just some fun, lighthearted conversation.
Cool. Everybody's happy.
Everyone's good. Everyone's good. No, that's, like, good stuff to talk about because, like, I think this happens a lot to people in relationships. I think, like, I think you can get into whatever sexual pattern you're into with that person can become, like you said, like, not like an escape necessarily, but sort of like
a distraction from, like, real problems or
it's almost
incompatibilities
like,
or something.
Yeah, it's almost like, well, can we have this dinner together without having these three glasses of wine? You know?
Yeah, like, what are the expectations that are gonna go down here?
What are we, and are we even, like, having fun with each other? Yeah. Or is it, we're just going through the motions of this thing that we know is gonna get us off in the end?
Yeah.
But isn't really, like, connecting as deeper as a sexual couple or, like, fun.
Right.
Like, necessarily, you know? Or, like, you could just, like, plug anybody else in there that would go through those same motions with you.
Yeah, where's the specialness of this?
Yeah. Because, like, otherwise, why are you still fucking each other?
Makes sense.
Yeah. What deep thought.
The meaning of life.
Deep thought.
BRB.
We'll be right back with more. We're going to ask Grace all sorts of really intimate questions, and we might all fall in love with each other.
Wow. Woo!
I'm very excited.
Yeah. Hey, guys. It's Stephanie Beatriz. Guess what? I'm a cartoon. Check out Wizard on Jash.com, written by the amazing Aneez Ansari and starring me and Maria Bamford. It's cute.
She smells like a centaur shaved directly onto a pile of wet trash.
Rude. Why you gotta be a dick to Catsby?
What's rude is bringing an animal into our apartment without asking your roommate. Typical Elizabeth.
Typical? Typical? I cannot believe you just called me typical. You basically just called me basic, which is so rude.
Well, that's typical. Oh, you're quite the inconsiderate roommate at times. With your love band practices, never clean the kitchen, and don't even get me started
on the kettle corn incident.
Wow, I cannot even believe you brought that up. And how is any of that comparable to any of that dumb magical crap I have to deal with because of your stupid job? Wait. Holy crap. Bad kitty.
Hi, it's me, Stephanie, and this is Courtney, and this is Grace, and we're going to talk about love stuff.
Yeah.
That's probably what you were already thinking, because you already heard the first half of this, unless you're just tuning into the second half, in which case, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Rewind and go back to
weird.
The beginning.
So Grace has a podcast show called Not Too Deep.
I do, yeah.
So we thought we would get real deep.
Oh, cool.
Because you self-proclaimed literally say, like, you're, like, not good with emotions.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true still after doing this podcast for so long?
As I've gotten older, I'm much more communicative about feelings and that sort of thing. But, like, I had a very British family growing up, which is all about, like, repression and just, like, you know, we don't show emotions kind of thing. And I think that made me really attracted to, like, men that were very sensitive and very emotional. Uh-huh. So I've, like, learned through relationships. I'm like,
Pisces.
Yeah, communication is, like, important. Talking about feelings doesn't ruin the deal.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It makes it better.
Yeah, but Not Too Deep, the whole, like, premise of that podcast is just to keep everything light and silly. I did a friend's podcast. These two other YouTubers called Brett and Link, they do a podcast called Ear Biscuits. Uh-huh. And it's very, like, it can be very heavy if you let it get heavy. It's very much about, like, why you do what you're doing and what your upbringing was and that sort of thing. And I remember leaving that podcast being like, I don't think, what just happened? And so I created a podcast that was just the antithesis of that.
Yeah.
That, like, had people on with no fear of, like, me getting into their backstory. But it has evolved a little bit. And we do kind of talk more about, you know, stories and, like, history and that sort of thing.
And it's
kind
of
weird
how, like, impossible it is not to.
Right, because people are interesting. And I'm, like, I get older, more interested in, like, why people are the way they are.
Yeah.
So I think it's fascinating.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, so we're going to do with you.
Uh-huh.
There's this article that we've been obsessed with for, like, I don't know, a year or something.
Yeah. Okay.
It was written in the New York Times.
Modern Love column.
Okay.
By, what's her name? Mandy Len Catron. The title of the article is To Fall in Love with Anyone, Do This.
It's like, based on this, it wasn't like she invented these questions.
No, it was like a study that was done. Like,
There are, like, 36 questions, like, intimacy building questions, and you're supposed to ask them of someone
your partner, whatever, right. And then stare into their eyes for 5 minutes. We're not going to make you do that.
I was just going to ask, have you guys seen that 4-minute BuzzFeed video of people staring into their eyes, each other's eyes? Oh,
is it so intense?
It's so intense, and thank you for not making me do it. My friend Hannah has been asking me for like 3 years to do it with her.
And, I do that to you.
But it's like...
Listen, I went to a fucking yoga retreat like 2-3 weeks ago, and they made me do that with a stranger, and I was like, I am going to have a seizure. And then I fully started crying. At one point, I was like, what's happening to me? I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, they had all these different pairings of people that in different stages of relationships.
I'm sweat thinking about it. I'm sweating.
Exactly, I know. And there were like strangers or people that just started dating, people that had been married for like 50 years. Oh. And it's beautiful. You will cry watching it. It's beautiful.
But also, you don't want to do that necessarily.
I'm not ready for it now.
Yeah, I think you have to be like kind of ready.
Yeah.
And that day, I did not realize I was like, yeah, yoga retreat. What are we doing? What? It was very intense. Like, and she also had us like, we just sit in the middle of two strangers and like each of them were like whispering, like she called it sweet nothings, but like positive affirmations in our ears. And I was like, this guy's breath is weird. This woman has an Australian accent. I like want to look at her because her voice is so beautiful. It was a weird day.
Seems like you got a lot out of the retreat.
It was worth it. I will say that. Because it was like a whole day of like, okay, I can't talk about my like weird.
No, it's okay. Like yoga's cool, but love is better.
Love is better. Okay, so.
So we're going to ask some of these questions.
The top. Yeah, okay. We're going to start at the top.
Have you guys done this for each other?
We have not.
But we talk about it a lot.
My other best friend and I, Katie, is here today.
She's in the studio.
We have done it.
Okay.
We did almost all of it, right, Katie?
Yeah, almost all of it.
Yeah, I think
so
we did.
So the purpose is to ask the other person?
Yeah, you just ask each other. and I have done it with a dude that I'm dating right now.
Me too.
Almost all of it. Almost all of it. We were like waiting in line at Disneyland, and we were like asking each other these questions.
Did you notice a difference after you'd gone through the questions?
Yeah. I knew him better. I felt like I knew him. Like, I keep saying to him, I wish I had a little, like, book, like a little manual.
Yeah,
about,
put
like,
on a little
past.
Note card and just put it in your purse that you always have it.
Given the choice of anyone in the world, whom would you want as a dinner guest?
Whom would I want as a dinner guest? Anyone in the world? I mean, my brain went immediately to Michelle Obama.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is a great choice.
I mean, right now, I don't know if that's, like, the ultimate answer, but I think right now that would be my answer.
Why would you want her specifically?
I think she's so cool. I think she is just a really great, like, responsible example of, like, woman that's strong, but also, like, self-deprecating in the good ways and, like, just really self-aware and smart without being too aggressive. I just think she's super cool. Yeah. And I'd be like, what was it like living in the White House?
Yeah.
Right here? Like, tell me everything.
Brain so hard.
Yeah, exactly. And like, your daughters seem really cool. Are they cool?
How did you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
How did you keep them sane in the midst of like all this nonsense?
Plus, I think she'd make me feel really comfortable. Yeah, especially if it's a one-on-one dinner.
She's really good at that.
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
That's like that would be a great question to ask her. Like, how do you do that? How can I do that?
Exactly.
Them as a couple, I'm kind of obsessed with.
Same.
Yeah.
They just look like they really love each other
For real. And when someone asks him a question about, like, being president, he'll be like, well, Michelle and I.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Jesus.
That's so sweet. Trump's like, Melania, get back there.
See, there's a video, if you guys out there haven't seen this, there's a video comparison of Barack and Michelle going up to the Bushes when they, like, went to the White House versus Trump and Melania going up to, and Barack, like, gets out of the car, like, goes around, opens the door for Michelle, and brings her up the stairs. Trump gets out of the car, just walks directly up to Barack Obama, and Melania is, like, following behind him.
That's gonna make me cry.
Yeah,
that makes me, Melania's got her own problems. But
did you see the gif of her?
I am gonna cry. Like, that's the saddest thing I've ever
heard. It's really sad to
watch
it.
Can you imagine being in a relationship, like, an old person, and not being with someone
They're gonna break up, guys.
I feel like she probably signed some kind of weird contract before they got married.
That's my hypothesis. I'm sure she did. She's got to stay. They got to stay together for the next 4 years. They can't get divorced while she's in
office.
She looks
so sad. There's this gif of him looking at her and her being like, and then he looks in the other direction and she's like,
and she just, I know, it's so hard to look at.
It's really, well, she's got her issues. Okay. That was a good answer. Mine is always Dolly Parton.
That's a great one.
That's who I would ask. Because she can do the same thing. I know she would make me feel like, the most special, wonderful little flower in the world. She makes everyone feel that way.
And she's like the funniest woman on the
face
of the
earth.
She's
so funny.
Yeah.
I'd be like, are you a lesbian? Tell me.
Do you have gray hair? I hear her whole body's covered in tattoos and she has long gray hair.
I would not be surprised about the gray hair. I did not see any tattoos and I was like super close when I saw her in concert. Cool. But I was also like
blinded by
the light.
She is supposed to be a lesbian though, right? That's the rumor?
Really?
She's been married forever and she says she loves her husband, but I don't know. Like, I also know that she's like super in support of her gay fans. Like, 100%.
Which is rad, but there's rumors. Anyway.
Dolly, I would ask her. Who would you ask?
I was just thinking, like, this is so hard. Also, like, I really love the people that I already know.
So you could ask one of them to dinner?
I would go to dinner with, like, you or Wade.
That's nice. I like that.
That's sweet.
Okay, Grace, before making a telephone call, do you ever rehearse what you're going to say?
Yeah, I think so. It depends what kind of call it is.
Yeah, for me too.
If it's like a business call, if I'm making a call so that I'm making a point, yeah, I'll like in my head quickly be like, what am I saying to this person?
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's like I'm calling because someone's like, call me, I'm not rehearsing anything.
Yeah.
I'm so like millennial dummy that I hate talking on the phone. I realize that I hate talking on the phone because you can only do that. When you are texting, it's like having tabs open on a computer. You can do a bunch of other things. Mm-hmm. And so anytime like my mom or my dad call me, I'm just like, oh, I don't want to focus just on this right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's frustrating, but it's so like that's such a millennial thing to say.
It is a millennial thing
for sure.
Totally. Yeah. Steph will break you down. Steph will be like, no, we're going to talk on the phone.
But see, with like a boyfriend, I'd rather FaceTime than talk on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
But it's like, I don't know why that makes more sense to me
because we have the ability to see each other's faces and that's way more fun.
Yeah,
it's way more fun to be able to say something and like watch the other person react to it because those
getting a call
dead
right
silences
throw your phone out the window.
No,
I break it in half.
Yeah.
Those dead silences, I remember like I was long distance with my last boy. I've been long distance with a couple boyfriends and like those dead silences when you're trying to talk like about something important are like deadly.
Yeah,
it would have been so great to have had FaceTime.
Yeah, but I remember being in high school, like, before having a cell phone and, like, talking to a guy on, like, the cordless phone, like, in the laundry room and being, like, not having anything to say to each other.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
Hours.
For hours.
Just be on that fucking shit for hours.
Just talking about nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now whenever we're talking on the phone with the dude that I'm seeing, I have no tolerance for it, and so I'll be like, there will be one of those silences, and I'll be like, okay, what else?
Okay, well, I gotta
what
go.
Else? Okay, bye.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like it. I really like it, only because, especially for arguments, because of exactly what you said.
Yeah.
Because if you're trying to argue with me on text message.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For that, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You have enough time to pick up the phone.
Yeah.
I've broken her of that hardcore.
That's fair.
Okay. I don't like that one, but we're going to ask it anyway.
No, you can skip.
Can I?
Yeah, girl, this is your show.
They're supposed to build on themselves, though. When did you last sing to yourself or someone else?
I sing in the car all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sing by myself in the car.
On the way here?
Did I sing on the way here? Maybe. Did I? I can't remember. Probably. It's like kind of a self-conscious, or like I'm not aware of it when I'm doing it. But I'm such a bad singer. I'm like the worst singer in the world, but somehow I'm surrounded by, like, friends and, like, a lot of my significant others were amazing singers.
Like, amazing musicians.
Like, really so good. And that's, like, the one thing if someone's, like, if you could have a superpower, sometimes they say, like, I would love to feel what it feels like to sing well. Because I have no idea what that feeling is and there's no way to, like, train yourself to get that feeling. It's so, like, bizarre to me that I'm, like, what does it feel like? Like, just describe it to me. Like, when I watch, I get chills when I watch, like, really, like, Celine Dion. I saw her perform live at this award show like 2 years ago and I was just like sobbing.
Oh,
it was so good and something that like I can't do.
Yeah, it is sometimes like watching an athlete or something,
right?
Like,
when you watch
how do human beings do that?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that you're
or
just
when you
awestruck.
Watch a really great dancer sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Same.
That's incredible. That
yeah, how do you
you're
do
human
it?
And I'm human.
Yeah, but we're different.
But we're so different. What about to somebody else?
No, I've never because
never
I'm
sung to somebody else.
I laugh at myself because it's so bad that I've never sung to any. I mean, I've sung in like comedy bits, but I've never sung like
genuinely or sincerely to someone else.
Do you think you want to have kids someday?
That's a different question.
That's not on the list.
The reason I ask it is because, like, would you sing to your kids? Maybe. A lot of people, like, sing to their babies and stuff.
That's true.
Hum to their babies.
I don't know if I want to have kids. I was, like, so against having kids when I was younger, but I was, like, very career-focused.
Yeah,
and now I'm like, I don't know. I wouldn't rule it out. I wouldn't be that person that's, like, that's never going to happen. And then, like, 2 years later, my mind completely flips.
Right.
So I don't know.
But that was me. And you end up looking like a real asshole when you're like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
When you told everyone, you're like, I'm never fucking having kids. They're monsters.
Exactly.
I don't want them ever. And then you're like, I think I want to have like two. Okay.
I like the next one. The next one's so good.
Oh.
If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
I want the body of a 30-year-old.
Right?
I mean, I feel like my mind, I wouldn't want the mind of a 30-year-old. I feel like I'd be so much wiser at night. Well, it depends if I have, like,
Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that you're going to live, in this scenario, you live to be 90 years old. So, like, so if your shit's like, breaking down internally.
Oh, that's a good question, then.
Right? But you'd be hot, girl.
Yeah, but maybe you get, like...
Maybe I do want the mind
super
then.
Taken advantage of and, like...
Oh, my God.
That's true.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if I want to... I mean, no, I guess I want to live till 90. I always think about, like, how old is too old, you know, at some point.
Yeah, I think about that a lot,
too. Yeah, like, when it's like, oh, the oldest person in the world just celebrated their, like, 120th birthday. I'd be like, no, take me out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that record.
Yeah. No, but we don't get that choice. Our system is jacked.
Yeah.
I think that's terrible. I put my dog to sleep over Christmas, and I thought, like, I thought about that. I was like, if I was as sick as he is, and I knew I was just going to get sicker. I just knew I was going to get sicker. Like, I had this friend, Catherine, who I did theater with for a long time, and she was on Twin Peaks. She's a log lady. She was so amazing. She was, like, a wonderful human being. And then... suddenly we all heard, like, oh, Catherine's sick. She's got cancer. And then it was like, brah, she died in 6 months.
Wow.
Because she didn't do any chemo. She didn't do any of it because it was going to be, like, a long, extensive process. And she just decided, like, I don't want to go through that.
Right.
Knowing that, like, I'm at this age. I've had this beautiful
life.
So she
made the choice.
She made the choice.
Okay.
Like, but she was in a lot of pain at the end. You know?
Yeah.
Cancer just, like, ravaged her body.
Oof.
She didn't get to, you know, I think it's so... fucked
not
up that
too
we
deep.
Give we
not
give that
deep. Not too deep.
Fucking I'm here. Let's go. Come on. It's gonna be deep no matter what.
This is creepy. Do you have a secret hunch about how you will die?
No. I have some weird, like, it was like this fear that has become just like a joke now that I'm gonna be kidnapped. Like I always think I'm gonna be kidnapped or like pranked. I think it's because when I was younger, I'm like, I'm trying to pinpoint it back to, like, there must have been a movie or something I saw where, like, someone got kidnapped that, like, affected me. That I was like, that can happen at any point. Like, anytime I see...
Taken.
God, I love Liam Neeson so much. If I can get kidnapped so that Liam Neeson could save me, that'd be okay.
Yeah.
But, so it's always, like, a joke now. I'm like, am I getting kidnapped right now? Is this happening
right now?
Is today the day that I get
Sometimes
kidnapped?
Sometimes I joke. I'm like, is this how we die?
Yeah.
Like, when we're in, like, a weird situation. Or
do you
like,
have hunches on how you'll die?
I
don't.
The dude and I played this game.
Uh-huh.
This is not a game.
It's like a game.
It's a game. Neither of us would answer the question because we were like, that's too morbid. Like,
gnarly.
That's too gnarly. It seems like you're, like, putting a curse on yourself.
Ooh, your superstitions came out. Ooh, both of you were superstitious.
But you were aligned in that. That's cool.
Yes.
Whoa, cool.
Yeah.
I can't wait to freak both of you out about something.
I feel like we're in love with Grace. Do you feel like
that? Yeah, Grace, you know, it would be really fun to have you come back. Maybe, like, sometimes I can't be here.
Yeah.
Because of my schedule. So, like, maybe
come back and be in love with me.
I would love to be in love back here.
Courtney's guesty host.
Of course. Totally.
Okay, cool.
This was
Listen,
dope.
You know where Grace is. You can find her on the internet.
She's
get
on
the internet, you guys.
Get the internet. It's great. It's really fun, handy tabs. There's
you probably
lots of
have
tabs
it
you can have
if you're
open.
Watching this right now.
Yeah.
You know?
You probably do.
I mean,
wow.
Maybe.
Welcome to the internet.
We made it. So you're welcome.
Follow us on Reality Bites Pod. Send us your questions. We love your questions.
RealityBites with a Y, pod at gmail.com.
And you should probably also follow us on Instagram because Courtney posts hilarious things to our Instagram that always make me LOL.
Brush your shoulders off.
I already did it.
Okay.
Come back next
Tuesday.
See you next
week. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, make sure you subscribe to the channel. There's going to be new episodes every Tuesday.
And subscribe on iTunes. Follow us on all the socials. We're at Reality Bites Pod, Bites with a Y, always. And email us your questions at realitybitespod@gmail.com.
See ya.
Bye.